Hello and welcome to the Eau Claire Linux group. We're back live. Yay! We kind of have our internet issues figured out, somewhat-ish, maybe. We're missing our fearless leader this week, but we're still going to forge on, and I'm sure we'll be able to create an interesting and fun learning environment for everyone listening.
All right.
Okay.
Wow.
So anyway, now that we've set the bar, I turned on logging on the router, so we'll see what's coming in and what's going out and why you can't connect here. I guess we can go around, do 2.5 minutes of fame.
Why don't you go first?
All right, we can go the other way.
This is my 2 minutes of fame. I just opened it up. It says internet connection available or wireless connection available. I clicked on it. I'm on. Okay, that's it. And also got my HP printer running. It's, who's at SGTD?
SGTD. Let's see, who is that on the... I'm not sure who that is on the...
I was trying to load that... I bought an HP printer, and they give you the software and the disk. I was trying to load that disk, you know, to make it work, and so I got to plug it in. That's all. I went back and plugged in the printer, and away you go. You know. Why do they give you all that crap?
Just in case.
Because Windows doesn't.
Well, yeah,
Windows doesn't support that way.
Really?
Well, they choose to not to. They could. I mean, you could use the generic printer device, you know, and probably print pretty good, but you wouldn't be using up all the features of the printer. We also have one like that.
For instance, I got a new printer and it does duplex. You know, prints on both the front and the back of the paper. And without having the specific driver for that printer, it was print, but you can't do that duplex. So that driver enables it to do all these little features that are only for that printer.
So can you find that driver and download it then?
For my particular printer, it's a Brother printer, and Brother provides open source drivers for all their printers. So yep, I was able to go on their site and download the driver.
Wow.
And it worked once I got that. It worked before, but now I've got all the specific settings for that printer.
Yeah. So if you were to say download an HP driver from an HP printer, would that load onto Windows onto Linux, or is that strictly a Windows?
The way the drivers work, there's kind of the binary part that only works on like either Windows or Linux or Mac, and then they also have like almost like a description, like a kind of like a subdriver that works across the whole thing. So the binary, you need the binary part, but then you need this other piece, which is across the entire range. So that kind of describes your printer. So as long as you've got the binary part, which is kind of shared, then you get that little description file, and then it says, this printer has this, 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 and this, so turn all these on. Oh. So then the binary thing turns all those things on for you.
Oh. That's about it.
All right. Still no internet?
Well, I can get the signal, but I don't get an IP address. And I don't get a router, but I have no idea. I need a DNS server.
Maybe it has to be a DHCP client as well as a server.
Yeah, I'm not sure because I was just able to connect right to it.
Now, actually, I'm getting zero signal.
Okay. I disconnected and just reconnected, and I was able to connect.
Okay. Single
pack. Those microwave ovens.
What is cooking?
It's like your cell phone, you know, it makes a big difference. You can hear it right away, and I'm sure the same thing goes on with these kinds of signals.
I mean, it may be there instead of N, except that because I need B or G. And I can't do
I don't have N either, so mine is connected to under. Yeah, mine should be connected under G.
We need the profile and try again. Generally, just putting the card in roaming mode does it. That's what else I have to do to certain status.
question. I'm at a friend's house, I'm trying to hook to the wireless, and there's like three come up, you know, charge of three, and I'll probably get the neighbors. But then it asks for a like a password or some kind of signal. Where do I look for it on that computer? It's a Windows running Vista.
So on the Windows PC, yeah. Can you get the wireless password? I don't think there's a way to get that password.
Like they admin in the router.
Yeah, it would have to be actually connecting to the router itself, and then you can maybe get the password through that. They don't generally let you get the password from other PCs because then somebody could hack into the PC, get the...
Yeah, but can my friend get the password?
Probably he can connect to the router. So a lot of times if you go like, there'll be an address that'll get to the router. For this one, it's 192.168.1.1. Uh-huh. So this will be the router settings. So the router will kind of have its own web page. So this is the router upstairs.
Oh.
And then on wireless, there'll be something like this, and it'll be probably a security cap somewhere. And I'll just go like this.
Yeah.
And then right here, there'll be probably be a passphrase.
Oh, okay.
And that would be the password that you would need to enter.
Okay. So how did you start out?
I just went to, it's maybe that IP address, it really depends on the router. So connect to that in a browser on that PC, and it'll go to the router, and then it's usually in the wireless security. You might have to look around depending on what type of router it is, but it'll be.
Because you had to secure and change the password.
Right. And it, by default, it comes without a password. So somebody came in and set this password at some point.
Yeah, well,
thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.